Well, it's interesting because my takeaway is about takeaways, and I've learned a lot about capturing lessons and takeaways. There were so many times that I wrote down everything, wrote down nothing, ended up with banker's boxes full of things I couldn't access. And I've learned those lessons. And my takeaway, my lesson for April was that I need to make sure that I'm capturing that which resonates with me. That's it gives me a strong feeling, either a positive one or a negative one. I've actually spent more time doing research on lessons I've learned that have a negative feeling to them, and I want to find out how to bring ease to that feeling, to have resolve, resolution, appreciation, how to find the light, the love, and the lesson in something I don't agree with or that bothers me a lot. And so I want to encourage everyone, as the lesson for me, the takeaway of the month, to figure out a system to capture the lessons that resonate with you in a positive way, like I'm either humble or I'm about to be, or in a negative way when somebody says, does, thinks, feels, or believes something that makes you feel bad, or you don't agree with strongly. I encourage you to pay attention and give intention to those lessons. Create a system to capture it. I love to tie stories to it, to teach those lessons, not only to other people, but to practice telling those stories so that it reinforces it into my own conscious continuum and shifting the energetic and genetic inheritance that I have that allows me to resonate either strongly for or strongly against, understanding that that will indicate the value, knowing that the things that I feel strongly about, either the things I like or don't like, work or don't work, or know or don't know, are going to be indicative of to where to put my attention and intention to have the most growth I can, to accelerate, aggregate, compound exponentially where I want to be or better. So my takeaway of April, my lesson of April, is to make sure that I'm capturing the lessons that I learn, the ones that I strongly agree or disagree with, and then creating stories around it to not only teach others, but teach myself. Nick Avam, I appreciate it. If you wouldn't mind, I'd love you're surrounded by people, wisdom, and people of faith that have shared and instilled and empowered you. And I see the acceleration and growth. What was your takeaway or your lesson of April?
Yeah, so for me, it's a lesson that for me, it's a lesson that continues to come up, and something that I've learned from you, David, which the simple things to do are also very simple not to do. And I mean that both as it pertains to myself as an individual, as I have the constant evolution of what is my own habit machine, but also, of course, as I continue to evolve and progress, I also mean that as a leader, in terms of working, being both a mentee as well as a mentor. It is that very simple reminder that the simple things to do are also simple not to do. And if we focus in on, following through on not only our word, but doing the simple things, it proves how the subtleties of success only lead to more success, more creation, collaboration, and inspiration for all of us. So that was my takeaway away from the month of April. And
Well,
David,
good. So
before.
let me comment on that then. So giving those lessons, understanding the simple things to do or simple not to do, the best indication of that is gratitude. It's so remarkable to me that in the complexities of the research I do and all the time that I spend in trying to create a greater elevated awareness to some of the more challenging interferences that we have mentally, physically, and spiritually, that it is truly the simple things like saying thank you, the best piece of advice and the most remarkable feedback that I get is out of all the complexities in which I have a spectrum of content out there in varying degrees of complexity, the most common thing that has changed people's life and everyone agrees upon is that to say thank you before you go to bed and to say thank you when you wake up. It takes about 0.1 seconds, Nick, to say thank you. It is free. Every single billionaire, millionaire, entrepreneur, celebrity athlete, and entertainer that I've worked with at the highest level will tell you that gratitude is the key. It is the secret sauce. Everyone agrees that it has the most impact, and it's free, and it takes 0.1 second. But yet, by tonight, although everyone agrees that it's free, it takes 0.1 second and it has the most impact on our lives, half of us won't say thank you. by tomorrow morning, another half of us won't say thank you. And within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. In fact, I have based everything I do off of gratitude. I have branded myself as the gratitude guy. I have worked so hard to find and appreciate the differences between people, to unite us all and to teach people about appreciation, the ability to have the perspective of finding the light, the love, and the lessons. And yet I still forget to say thank you. I have created a gratitude challenge that I'll be glad to send out, david@dmeltzer.com. So if anybody would like to start to practice the simple things, the most powerful simple things that are simple not to do, then let's create a conscious continuum, a behavioral practice in order to facilitate, to make easy the simple things. So we facilitate the simple things get done. And that's what that gratitude challenge, and that's what gratitude is. And one of my favorite lessons as well is the simple things to do or simple not to do. Pay attention and give intention to double down on the simple things. And the rest of the things will also become simple as well. That's a great takeaway for such a young superstar, the Nick of Wam, the well-oiled machine. All right, buddy, who's up next?
I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to the incredible Robin. Robin, it's always good to see you here. Happy Friday. Feel free to repeat yourself. Here, your takeaway. Thanks so much for joining
me. My takeaway of the month was continually chipping away and having that big concept that you teach of having a consistent pursuit of your potential. And the ways that I showed up for myself every time I thought maybe things are going to be too hard, oh, I'm not able to accomplish that. And I said, you know what? Do it anyway, because you can absolutely come out of the other side and things will be better. And sure enough, it proved me in the right direction each time I channeled that this month. I was approved for my second business that I will now be opening soon, and I'm very excited and looking very forward to the future.
That is awesome. It's so interesting to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. In the course of that enjoyment, of course, is integrated the gratitude side of it, to find the light, the love, and the lessons through gratitude, empathy, forgiveness, ease, and accountability, to learn those lessons by asking ourselves, what am I supposed to learn from it, by being responsible, accountable, and participating in the right perception, the gracious and forgiving perception of it. One of the things that's interesting in that takeaway that has caused these exponential results in your life, these outcomes without attaching to it, in the course of the practice of enjoying the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential, of what you want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, but what you want. In the course of that, we have found that through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, that you can learn to love things. And one of my great mentors, Bob Parsons, the founder of GoDaddy, always said, if you can learn to love what you don't like or love, if you can learn to love what other people don't like or love, and be consistent in learning that, and persistent in the pursuit of your potential, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll make life easy and get rid of the dis-easy. It'll get the cheat codes. And that awareness that is occurring in your life, and the exponentiality of the outcomes that are occurring in your life, to facilitate an ease in your life, to connect to the infinite amount of information and energy that you're a piece and part of, to allow it to come through you, will just create an acceleration and an aggregation of those outcomes that you desire. They're called coincidences, which is, for me, the mathematical equation of luck, that things are coinciding in your favor in the divine direction. And you have the capacity through this philosophy to create the detours as divine in divine time. And it's a very, very valuable lesson. If we can learn, it's actually my definition of happiness, to enjoy what we don't like or love, or what other people don't like or love, in a consistent, persistent pursuit of our own potential. What great wisdom we're sharing today. Hopefully that resonates with you, as well as the simple things to do. And hopefully that energy will carry forward into your own lessons and your own stories to help other people as well. Nick of Wam, hopefully these The volume is right. Give me any direction if I need to change anything. We are mobile today. I'm blessed to be acknowledged today. My first honorary doctorate. I have finished the triad of the Holy Grail for my mom. I was blessed to be informed of this before my mom passed away. So as she said, David, you either a doctor, a lawyer, or a failure. Mom, I'm proud to say I'm all three. So I have done all three, the holy triad of the human journey. Dr. Lawyer, the fetus is fully developed, 57 years old. So shout out to my mom. Give this honor, take this honor on behalf of her and completing the fetus fully now. Anyway, Nick, go ahead. Let's bring somebody else up.
Absolutely. And just to give you ease and reassurance, audio, video, we are rocking and rolling. You sound great. You look great. And everybody can hear us. So we are good to go. And for our next takeaway of the month, I'm going to pass it over to our good friend, Petul. Petul, it's been a few weeks. It's good to see you here, my friend. Feel free to unmute yourself. But share away.
Good morning to everyone. Love, peace, and blessings. Here we are sharing takeaways of the month. Blessed and humbled to be able to share. For me, it's something from David, guilty of being a stalker probably, but it's, I am happy, I am happy, I am healthy, I am wealthy. What am I doing to get in the way of it, is his way of putting it. And other people, we're all blessed to be able to learn from, tell us that, you know, we are an embodiment of the divine. And so the way that's embodied for me, and the way that's manifested last month in particular, and even as recent as this morning, I mean, the UK, so it's 2 p.m., is being in flow. And when I'm out of flow, I move away, whether that's in a message exchange, something I'm working on, or anything. There's lots of things that links to it, but it's really aiming to be at that divine frequency, tuning into my frequency, and kind of remember that I am, is the, I guess, the ultimate lesson. It seems that's probably a mess of a share, but I hope there's something in there that makes sense and is of value. Thank you.
It's of great value. This is the ultimate paradigm shift. It was interesting. I went to a young influencer wedding last week in Newport, Rhode Island. And it was so interesting because Newport, Rhode Island is known for, of course, the Breakers and the Biltmore, the Great Gatsby, this amazing time in history when the Vanderbilts were the richest family in the world and ended up 100 years later with not one Vanderbilt worth over $1 million. And what I found interesting is the generation of influencers, of people who are virtual Great Gatsbys. They are putting on an amazing show for the public. Now, the good news is most of them don't have any money to lose. So they're just portraying an energy of this is what I want people to think I am versus I am. And when we want people to think I am, we're pursuing what we think I am instead of understanding that I am and what am I doing to interfere with it. This paradigm shift is one of the greatest lessons that needs to be practiced because it evolves into understanding what it is that's interfering with the infinite more than enough, the infinite amount of information, the infinite amount of energy that's available for you and I and through you and I every single day. And so when we understand the reactions that we have to fear, and in that reaction, the interference that's created, and the necessity of the wisdom and the faith to shorten the distance of that resistance, at its core, our human experience, which is dictated by the time your heart starts until it stops, given incremental times of 24 hours a day in which to pursue your potential, as we mentioned earlier, when we can utilize that incremental time effectively by identifying that which we're doing to interfere with it and shorten that distance of resistance through wisdom and faith and quantify it with the amount of time that we spend with a need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful. It's instant and obvious when we feel that way, Atul. And so it's quite simple, no pun intended for the Nick of Wams takeaway, to do the things that are simple not to do, which is to identify what I'm doing to interfere with it, because there's only one thing you're doing to interfere with it, and it's your reaction to fear. the ones that interfere with it. And so anything that creates that disease, that separation, that inferiority, that superiority, we can shorten that distance immediately and spend the majority of our time in a conscious continuum with the infinite information and energy in a divine direction, quickly adjusting the detours in their divinity in a short amount of time and allowing for divine time to reveal the solution that exists in the problem. There's just between every problem in your life and the solution that exists, it already exists. There's just a lapse of time. And if you want to spend in that lapse of time, your time interfering with it, then it's going to take you more time in order to find the solution. Instead, by shortening the distance of resistance, by pursuing the wisdom and acquiring the faith when no evidence is there or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be, we now can facilitate, make easy, ease, and identify the disease. What a great takeaway. We're 3 for 3, Nick Avalon. Remember, everyone, if you want that gratitude challenge, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We also have in the paradigm shift an exercise that we could send to you as well. So anything that resonates with you, please email us. We'll send you an exercise, a guide, a book, something to help teach and facilitate the support that you need for the annoyance of being repetitive and honest with yourself, the annoyance of being repetitive and honest with others in order to facilitate the growth that we're all looking for in our human experience. Nick is up next.
Absolutely. I think it is time for our big friend, and it's time to get Swifty with Brian Swift, my man. Mr. Swift, we are excited to see you in a few weeks as we're going to be coming to Chicago for the National Restaurant Show, and I know you're going to be joining us for some podcasts and some content, and of course our VIP dinner as well, so we're looking forward to seeing you then. But feel free to unmute yourself and share your takeaway of the month in the meantime.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to come there, share some content, and rub elbows, not just with David, but David, you've surrounded yourself with amazing people like the Nick Awam and all the others that I've had the pleasure to interact with. It's for my takeaway, it's kind of a combination. You know, when everything feels important, nothing gets done. So it's I found out it's really critical to test small, learn fast, and to really know not just your non-negotiables, but prioritize outside of those non-negotiables.
I love that. And within the context of non-negotiables, hybrid negotiables and negotiables determined upon what's important to you is the confusion of urgency as well as the importance of prioritization. I'm going to repeat this again to be annoying to everybody, but prioritization is the antidote to feeling overwhelmed. It's the antidote to not getting things done, to procrastinating. If you prioritize correctly, if you know what's important and use urgency as a subset, if you know what's important to you each day, either not taking into consideration as a non-negotiable the circumstances or taking into consideration the circumstances, prioritization is the key, because you'll know what to do now and you'll know what to do next. And if you know what to do now and next, you're going to get a lot of shit done, because it is impossible to procrastinate. You won't feel overwhelmed. It's just, I got to do this now, this next, this next, this next, this next, and the now and the next, and the now and the next. Allow us to get shit done and be productive, accessible, and gracious with the 24-hour time that we're guaranteed every single day, the increment that we're given in our human experience between the starting of the heart and the stopping of the heart. And so here lies, and as we are 4 for 4, these integrated approaches from knowing the simple things to do or simple not to do, to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, to be able, as Hatul says, to utilize what we know in the paradigm shift. And then finally, here, prioritization of what's important to us, not what's important to other people, what's missing, and make sure that we know overall in the infinite time zone what's important to us, which we call non-negotiables. For me, it's like sleep, family, finance, faith, relativity, time, etc. And then you have hybrid negotiables that say, okay, those are the things I'm going to do a minimum amount of time every day. Here's the things I'm going to do every other day, every third day, every week, every month. Those are called hybrid non-negotiables. We just get to pick and choose the best time, but they're non-circumstantial in their nature once you decide on that time and the frequency in which you want that hybrid non-negotiable. Then you have the negotiables, which say, I'm going to learn how to prioritize by what's important to me according to the circumstances within the framework of the 24 hours, the increment of the human experience, the step of each day that sometimes goes backwards, forwards, upwards, around, slippery, dirty, broken, etc. It doesn't matter as long as we stay on the divine direction in the divine detours, allowing divine time to reveal the evidence when there isn't any or it's contrary to where we want to be. It's so important to understand prioritization, the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. Know what you want to do now. Know what you want to do next. If you do it now, 100% of the things you do now get done. My second favorite statistic, 100% of the things you do now get done. My favorite statistic, if you haven't heard me say it before, 99% of all statistics are made up. All right, Nick of Guam, we're 5 for 5 or 4 for 4. We're rocking and rolling. It is the lessons, the takeaways of April, of the month. We are in May 2nd, I believe, and I'm being blessed here in Spartanburg in about a half an hour. I'll be rocking and rolling here at Sherman College to satisfy the Holy Grail, the holy triad of my mom, doctor, lawyer, and failure. Dave Meltzer has achieved all three. Go ahead, Nick. What do we got next?
Absolutely. We are going to keep it live here on Clubhouse as we are blessed with abundance of requests. And now I'm going to pass it over to the incredible Chris Victoria for her takeaway of the month. So, Chris, it's always great to see you here. Thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to unmute yourself and share away.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday and gratitude. Definitely this topic has been so inspiring for me because this has been the last 2 weeks of my life and creating and figuring out how to prioritize everything. Because that overwhelmed feeling comes up when I have 500 lists and I don't prioritize it. So this is so important for me to like figure out a system and how I can really create that and make sure that I put on top what matters the most and don't overwhelm myself into feeling like I have to do everything at once.
Yeah, that's so amazing. We do feel like we have to do everything at once and we feel like that we have to be there faster. Everything happens so slowly, then all of a sudden, when we don't think we have to get everything done at once and it doesn't have to be done right now. We can only do one thing. In fact, our minds can only focus in on one thing, which is why I train people in a methodology called refocus, where we use a central idea, thought, or action in order to facilitate a back and forth of multiple things. I don't believe in multitasking. I believe in refocusing, knowing that the speed of thought is so much faster than the linear time and the infinite time, which the speed of thought exists. We can go back 100 million years in a matter of seconds. We can go forward 100 million years in a matter of seconds. All you gotta do is close your eyes. But understanding how we can use the speed of thought to actually be able to facilitate more activities during the incremental time, the linear time, is a fascinating concept that allows people to be more productive, accessible, and gracious. And so utilizing this refocus and understanding, as you suggest, what's important to you and the prioritization that lies within and not feeling as if you got to get everything done now or everything done at once or the results have to come faster than are possible within the divine direction. Because remember, this whole human experience that's defined by these incremental segments of 24 hours that you're guaranteed every day, except for the last day of your life, this human experience is here because you are given a body. That's what makes you human. And you are here to learn lessons. And the lessons will keep on coming until you learn them. The amazing thing is you will forget every lesson that you've learned. You will learn and you're going to learn. But the power of the paradigm shift, like Atul was talking about, is that you have the power to recollect, remind, and remember the infinite information, the infinite energy. And we use and facilitate a mechanism called stop, drop, and roll in this prioritization so that we don't feel as if we have to get everything done right now, or one thing done right now, or the results have to come right now. Everything will happen slowly, then all of a sudden, if we learn to enjoy this consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential, utilizing everyone's takeaways of today, aggregating and compounding together to help facilitate an easier journey. In fact, the word facilitation means to make easy. And so be a facilitator in your own life and learn to prioritize according to what's important to you. Use urgency as a subset and ask for help. What a great takeaway, Nick of WOM. Who's up next?
Absolutely. Let's keep this well-oiled machine rocking and rolling. And thank you to everybody for sharing such incredible takeaways. And of course, showing up in terms of just engaging with what is this abundant community. For our next takeaway of the month, I'm reading a quick takeaway from Bradford Wally. And his takeaway is embrace vulnerability in sharing your story and the emotions associated with it. You never know who it might help. Thanks for sharing the finite details of your story. They've helped me tremendously, Dr. Meltzer.
Please, let's not embarrass the real doctors of the world. I'll take the acknowledgement. I gave the title to my mom. She can now rest in peace, and I'm proud to have that. But more importantly, let's talk about vulnerability. What we as human beings want to be is humble, because we're, as my favorite quote is, either humble or we're about to be. And humility is the combination of being human and tranquil, at peace. And the only way we're at peace is when we're in the truth. It has the highest frequency. It's a 528 frequency. It allows us to have the most awareness. And it's counterintuitive to think that telling our worst selves to other people, illustrating our lowest moments, would actually bring more credibility, more love, and more enlightenment to others. If somebody would have told me, my greatest fear growing up, right, money was my identity. My greatest fear was losing all my money, because then I would lose my identity. And in that construct, if anybody ever told me that if I would lose all my money, which I did in 2008, over $100 million and went bankrupt, if somebody would have told me that I would tell anyone that I went bankrupt, let alone teach everyone that I went bankrupt, I would have told them I'd rather probably commit suicide. That's how much my identity was tied to my bank account. And that commission-based life and that commission-based pursuit shifted me, protected me, promoted me, loved me, and perfected me into a mission-based life where the commissions followed. And it's the vulnerability that allows us to be tranquil. It's the vulnerability that allows us to be at our truth. And the more we fight to tell the truth, to be able to expose ourselves to the traumas that we've suffered, if we don't share those traumas, if we don't share our suffering to teach people the dummy tax that caused that suffering, don't waste the suffering. So many people waste the suffering. And then they created an infinite loop of suffering instead of an infinite loop of giving, of abundance, of everything. If anyone wants to learn about this, please reach out, david@dmeltzer.com. Let's all make sure that we are working towards more and more truth of ourselves to teach these takeaways and lessons. And I can't tell you how many thousands of people reach out and thank me for going bankrupt. Thank me for sharing my stories and traumas. Thank me for revealing the dummy tax, the stupidity, which is, once again, that holy triad that my mom wanted me to be, a doctor, a lawyer, and a failure. Look, mistakes, they really don't make you a failure, do they? It's lack of commitment. And so making sure that we all have a definiteness of purpose in the divine direction to change and indicate the divine detours to where we want to be or better, and allow for divine time to reveal the truth by living in our truth, by living as a tranquility of human humility, because we're either humble or we're about to be. All right, Nick of WOM, I'm going to start walking up to this graduation, this acknowledgement.
Email me, david@dmeltzer.com, if you want any of the exercises, the guides, the gratitude challenge, whatever we're dealing with. Appreciate you. I'll send my book, sign it, pay for it, pay for shipping. I do only want us to all be part of our network. So please email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick of WOM, next time you talk to me, you will not be calling me Dr. Meltzer, but I'll be one.
It sounds more than fair. Have an absolute blast, and we will talk to you very soon. Thank you again for an incredible Friday training, as always.